From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The British arm of Rupert Murdoch's media empire reached an out-of-court settlement today. More than three dozen people will receive payments, including celebrities, politicians, and crime victims. Their phones were illegally hacked by the News of the World tabloid. Despite the settlement, as Vicky Barker reports from London, this is not the end of the scandal.
Among those accepting civil damages today were Britain's former Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott and actor Jude Law. In a statement issued after the hearing, Law described for the first time a campaign of phone hacking and round-the-clock surveillance that lasted 3 years. No corner of his family's, or his friends' private lives had been out of bounds to the hackers, he said. Law settled for $200,000. Chris Bryant, a lawmaker for the opposition Labour Party, accepted $45,000. Like Law, the Member of Parliament insisted this was never about the money.
The most important thing is that finally News International are beginning to let us see the hem of the truth. We don't know the full truth yet. We won't know that until people are up in court before another judge for criminal proceedings.
If the Murdoch company's lawyers were hoping to avoid a trial, they failed. 10 of the victims refused to settle, including singer Charlotte Church. And the information gleaned from those who did settle has proved invaluable, says lawyer Tamsin Allen.
The impact of these claims has been to uncover the nature and scale of the conspiracy to hack phones at the News of the World.
A police investigation into the phone hacking scandal is still underway. A criminal trial may yet follow the civil one. Also underway, the official inquiry led by Lord Justice Leveson. It's been exploring the privacy and regulatory issues raised by the scandal, as well as whether the police got too cozy with the tabloids. The damages announced today run to about $1 million, but the Murdoch empire's final bill will be much higher because, by admitting liability, it's now also liable for the victim's legal costs. Lawyers for the plaintiff say the company effectively acknowledged that senior employees and directors knew about the wrongdoing. News International apologized in court, but the company said it would have no further comment on today's settlements. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.